Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they went on a trip to Gettysburg. But what the heck happened in the middle of the night?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is. And if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Now, if you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. And you can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon here with me.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I cannot tell you.
Gettysburg!
I love it. And what is so crazy is, you know, I never know what you're talking about, right?
Right.
I mean, well, that sounded, but on this show.
Well, like, in life in general. Yeah. You never know what's going to come out of Carol's mouth.
I never know. But I don't know anything about the stories.
Right.
You read them, I respond. And we like it that way because, you know, it's more authentic.
Yeah.
Right? But what's really surprising me is today I was on my Facebook page and you know how Facebook memories come up?
Mm-hmm.
7 years ago today I was in Gettysburg.
Shut up.
I was.
And you know what? That's a bucket list thing for me.
Oh, it's so good. You guys, it's so good. If you haven't been there, go. It is awesome.
I so want to go there. I mean, like, okay, so I'm a Abe Lincoln fan.
You are.
I have the Gettysburg address on a keychain on my keys. Like, that's how much I'm drawn to this place.
It is kind of creepy because you come to Carol's house and Abe Lincoln is looking at you from many different directions. But then, like, I'm the last one to talk because I'm the one who has an 8x10 of Michelangelo. You know,
right?
It's not signed, but, you know, in my living room. Well, he couldn't sign it. That was a joke. Right.
I mean, if it was signed.
Yeah, it would be kind of weird because, you know, he's been dead
since,
you know. Anyway, but so I have my Michelangelo stuff everywhere.
And I have Abe Lincoln busts.
Oh, you do? You got like everything.
I got all this stuff.
All the Abe stuff.
I know. I'm dog sitting next week. So my best friend James can go on his Abe-cation.
We did that a few years ago, and it was so fun.
Oh, my God.
It was great.
I love Abe Lincoln. So he's going to see my favorite president's museum in Springfield, Illinois, and I'm dog-sitting.
It was so good. It was
It's amazing. If you've never been, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would highly recommend that museum to anybody. So good. Okay, so I'm going to get a little jealous because Dawn was in Gettysburg. So here is the story.
All right.
Hi, my name is Dawn, and I just love your podcast. I listen every day in the car and at work, and it makes my workday fly by. Great job to all. I want to tell you my ghost story. Hopefully, you can use it on the air. A few years ago, my friend and her husband and daughter and my family, husband, son, and daughter, went on a vacation in Gettysburg. I have always wanted to go there and heard and read many haunted stories about it. If you haven't been there, it's a must go.
Right?
Dawn is saying directly to me.
We can't tell you guys enough. Get to Gettysburg.
We need to just get a group.
Yeah.
We stayed in a campground there, glamping. We rented a 3-bedroom cozy cabin with a stocked kitchen and air conditioning. There was a pool and many amenities. The first day there, we went to the battlefield, which was a very heavy, sad, dreadful feeling. I was trying to imagine the soldiers fighting on this clear, empty field of land. My heart ached for them, and it really was eye-opening as the cemetery was just nearby. That night, I had trouble sleeping. My husband took Tylenol PMs, but I didn't, as they make me groggy the next day. I finally fell asleep, with my husband snoring lightly next to me. During the night, my husband said, "Dawn, Dawn, wake up, wake up." It sounded urgent. The room was so dark, and I was trying to open my eyes and adjust to any light. I could only see his hand, and he pointed it upward toward the ceiling. "Look up," he said, pointing up. Didn't sound like my husband's voice, I thought, but did as I was told and looked up to the most magnificent sight I have ever witnessed. Up towards the ceiling was a swirling color mass. I don't know how to explain it, but electricity maybe? The colors were light blue, light yellow, and light pink, and they were swirling around and around into each other. There were pixels almost inside, and the sound I could hear was electricity. I stared at it, and I said, "Wow, wow, wow," for several minutes. And I turned to my husband and said, "I can't believe it, can you?" And lo and behold, the hand was gone, and my husband was facing the wall and snoring away. I didn't hear him snore while I was gazing at the swirling of colors. I am still amazed at what I saw and can picture it still to this day. I also hear the voice, "Look up," and I can see the hand in my mind. Gettysburg is definitely haunted. Just pray for positive energy to come your way if they need to. Negative, dark, stay away. God bless you all. So,
Okay. I'm a little bit blown away here. I mean, like, to the point I have chills. And let me tell you my story. Okay. A while back, I have this dream. And in my dream, I'm in bed and my breathing is slowing to the point I know I'm dying. And, you know, I'm thinking thoughts in my head about this and that, you know, about my kids, about things and stuff. And then I finally sit up and I stand up and I turn around and I look. And my body is in the bed, and it's decayed, really decayed. Ooh. And I think, well, I ain't going back there.
And I've been laying there a while.
Well, I've been dead a while.
Yeah.
Right? And I look at it, and I think, okay, you know, I can't go back to my body. So I start walking down the hall, and it's, you know, it's kind of blurry, like almost fish, like how they would put Vaseline on a lens to make it kind of blurry,
oh, yeah,
you know, back in the old movie days. And so it's kind of like that, kind of in and out, like that, like blurry-ish. And I could tell there's other people in the house. And there's this woman vacuuming. And I try to get her attention so I can say, you know, what's going on. And when I try to get her attention, I realize she jerks and I just scared the shit out of her, right?
Because you're
and
a ghost.
I'm a ghost. And then it dawns on me, I'm a ghost. And then I look up and the ceiling is swirling colors, all different colors, and it's beautiful. And I put my arms up and I just slowly float up into the colors. And that's where I woke up. That's exactly what she saw.
So what do you think the colors are?
I think,
what does that represent? Like the portal to the other side?
Yes, I do. Because I knew when I lifted my arms up, I was going.
But she wasn't like, she didn't feel like she was dying by any means.
No, but she saw it.
She felt like.
In my dream, I was dead. So I went ahead and put my arms up.
It was so beautiful.
It was too. And that's exactly what I thought too. It was like all these beautiful colors, like almost a 70s swirling.
Psychedelic,
yeah,
sort of thing.
Kind of thing. And it was so intense, just like she was talking about. And I was dead, and I knew that's where I was meant to go. So I just put my arms up, and it just softly pulled me up into it. And then I woke up.
So what do you think hers was? Because
I think
the husband,
she just saw
I don't think
it.
That husband ever did wake
no,
up.
No, I don't either.
But something woke her up so she could see it.
Yeah. What's funny, or odd, it's not really funny, is that since I had that dream, I know that when it's time for me to go, it's going to be really okay.
Yeah, you know? I've had that dream where I died and it wasn't like horrible. And it, actually, I've had several dreams where I died and it felt very familiar, actually. Mm-hmm. I remember that. Mm-hmm. That's so interesting.
But I find it interesting. Like, I think that it is some sort of portal, right? Dawn saw it. She didn't go into it. She wasn't dead.
She just saw the portal.
In my dream, I was dead. And then I saw it. You know, I think sometimes dreams just or a way to explain things to us, prepare us for things that are going to happen. And, you know, you've had dreams before that didn't make sense at the time and they make sense later.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You go, oh my God, I knew that was going to happen. I'd been warned about this.
And I think this was interesting because it wasn't necessarily a dream. She woke up from a deep sleep. Well, maybe not too deep of a sleep because she was having problems sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
But she woke up. Something wanted her to see this.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's crazy. Here's another story.
Okay.
This story happened when I was about 11, maybe 12. My grandpa was very sick. He lived in Ohio, so we were not able to visit him very often. He was about 75 at the time, a retired Navy officer and war veteran. That context is important to a minor detail later. Anyway, it must have been about 7:30 a.m. or 8. I don't quite remember. I just know it was pretty early in the morning and the vibe of the day was already off-putting. I had just woken up and I had felt strange and I didn't know why I felt like that, but my head just told me something is wrong. I've had that feeling before and usually I get bad news. You know that feeling? Like, yeah. I've had that too.
Right. A premonition.
Or like I'm feeling really, really anxious and I don't know why I'm feeling anxious. Following that feeling, sure enough, that's when it was that my mother received a phone call from my grandpa's wife he married after my grandmother. My mother answered the phone. That day was the day my grandpa underwent open heart surgery, and my mom wasn't informed he was sick or he even needed surgery. Apparently, he had been sick and told no one for years, not even the new wife. So they were going to have to perform surgery to fix some issues on his heart. They took him into surgery in the early morning, and the surgeon had messed up, and they did everything they could to save him, but it was a failed attempt to save his life. Ugh, that's so sad. She got the phone call, and I walked out of my room, and before I turned the corner to the kitchen, I noticed a very, very bright white light shoot past me. As I reached the kitchen, I noticed my mom talking on the phone and then instantly got hysterical and started crying very hard. As I looked up, I noticed my grandpa standing behind her, touching her shoulder. He was there to comfort her, and he was dressed to the nines in his Navy uniform with his medals and his hat, but he was transparent like blue TV static. He told me to take care of my mom and be the man of the house, and he smiled at me, just kind of faded away into nothing, and he was gone. He came to say goodbye, and as soon as he left, my mother hung up the phone and told me he had died on the table due to problems and mistakes during the surgery. It was very nice to know that family can comfort you and say goodbye, and it wasn't my last time having a family member come to me to say see you later. Wow. Isn't that something?
But that's a beautiful story.
Man, and if the hospital did say they made a mistake, good, because that's the stuff you have to fight forever.
But that is a beautiful story of him coming and saying, you know, I need you to step up now and be, you know, help your mom.
And he had that feeling even before he got out of bed, And then that white light was right there. That's really sweet. And his grandpa, you know, as being a veteran, you know, so he would be dressed like when he was really proud and. That's a really, really touching story.
That really is.
Those kind of stories, those are my favorites. Those kind of unexplained visitations from a loved one who's passed.
And Gettysburg, all in one episode.
All in one. I love that. Well, if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through applepodcast.com. Try it 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.